views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And I am so happy you've joined us here today. It's spring now, and the energy just feels different out. And so I'm so happy about that. And the sun is shining. So I'm waiting for a few of those spring showers to come in. Hey, I want you to imagine something with me. Our guest today is a very special person that his story will inspire you. So just imagine 25 emergency room visits before he turned 23 years old. Imagine waking up in a jail cell, alcohol and drug addiction, empty sex, cutting, suicide attempts. Our guest today said this all culminated in a perfect storm, a tempest that shattered his heart and left him nothing more than a shell of a man. Author Jack Kornfield says, "You awaken your true spirit by way of the broken heart, ragged, vulnerable, fierce, and finally compassionate." And Chris Grasso trod this rough way and shows honestly how it can be done. I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment, open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self as I welcome and introduce this inspirational person. Chris Grasso is a public speaker, writer, spiritual director, and author of Indie Spiritualist, A No BS Exploration of Spirituality, and Everything Mind, What I've Learned About Hard Knocks, Spiritual Awakening, and the Mind-Blowing Truth of It All. He writes for Origin Magazine, Huffington Post, Mantra Yoga and Health Magazine, and has spoken and performed at Wanderlust Festival, Yoga Journal Conference, Sedona World Wisdom Days, Kripalu, and more. A self-taught musician, Chris has been writing, recording, and touring since the 90s. As a recovering addict, he is passionate about his work with people who are in the process of healing or struggling with addictions of all kinds. He speaks and leads groups in detoxes, yoga studios, rehabs, youth centers, 12-step meetings, hospitals, conferences, and festivals worldwide. He's a member of the advisory board for Drug Over Dinner. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks so much for having me on, Julie. I'm chuckling a little because anytime I hear someone read that biography, it just makes like me sound like this big, important person. And I'm laughing because like just half hour ago, I was perusing Facebook really quick, procrastinating on these edits I'm doing for this new book. And I got all excited, nerding out over the news that there's going to be a new season of The X-Files. So it's like, that's really me. That's the nerdy me. But, you know, these bios make us sound important. So right on.
Well, it's all of the above. And that's what I really appreciate about you. And I'm going to enjoy bringing in those quirkiness and some of your quotes and that real normal humanness that you are and all the brilliance and magnificence. But first, we have a tradition here on a show. So I want to start with our perennial question, Chris, to kind of set the tone for our show. We have our tradition here is to really explore this unitive consciousness that we're all really trying to define and understand in our world. So what does all things connected mean to you?
Oh, that's a great question. That's actually something I've been writing quite a bit about in my new book. And, just the first thing that comes to mind for me is the Buddhist teachings on emptiness and dependent arising. You know, that all things, both manifest and unmanifest, are indeed interconnected and interbeing with one another. Do I have like a 30 seconds to answer this question, or is it a very...
You could take 30 minutes if you want.
No, I won't. But it brings up an experience I actually had a few years ago. And I was at speaking of everyday stuff, I was at a Motorhead concert there. For those who don't know, just this huge kind of metal rock and roll band. And I had a photo pass because I was covering it for my website. So I got to be right up in front of the stage. And it was in a huge sold out stadium. I don't know, 30,000 plus people probably. And so I'm standing there and their lead singer, bass player Lemmy comes out on stage. And it was just a really big fanboy moment for me. But so anyways, he's playing this beautiful Rickenbacker bass with this. It's a wooden body with a beautiful hand carved leaf inlay, one that I'd never seen him play before. And after I got over that kind of initial fanboy nerd out moment, I started to look at the bass and I started to think about, you know, interconnection and thinking more deeply about how, you know, that bass came from a tree, and that tree, you know, was nourished by sunshine and rain. And that same sunshine and rain went into helping grow the food that we all eat, including myself and Lemmy. And, and then I went deeper and I started thinking about the people at the Rickenbacker factory that created that bass out of wood and all of the parts and pieces that went into it, and the parents that gave birth to those people working at the Rickenbacker factory, and just how really everything is absolutely interconnected in the very deepest and realest of possible ways. So there's an answer for you to your question.
Thank you. That is so fun. I recently wrote a blog post myself in that kind of an exploration of not just the quantum science piece of all things connected or the spiritual piece of all things connected, but literally that, you know, that 6 degrees of separation where we can literally play with one thing that leads to another, which leads to another. So thank you for that. That was really a fun little story.
Yeah, well, good. That's what I try to do. But of course, like you said, yeah, I mean, on the science, looking at scientifically or biologically, of course, all things there are interconnected as well. But there's so many ways you could go with that question. But I love it. And I'm going to have to go and check out your archives and see how other people answered it.
Oh, it's fun. We get all kinds. And actually, I'm starting to transcribe them because there's just so much wisdom there. So it's really fun. Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
Well, let's tell our listeners how you got here in this moment, speaking of all things connected, because your path wasn't always so pretty and so easy. And your book, Indie Spiritualist, talks a lot about that experience. And I got to tell you that the book is brilliant. It's so easy. You could pick up and just read a few pages at a time, and there's meaning and substance there, and it's just loaded with incredible stories. And then, of course, the back, you have some extra practices and meditations and books and movies. And so thank you for writing it. Thank you for being you. But let's tell our listeners, how did you get here? We only have a few minutes till break, but how did Chris Grosso get here today?
Well, a very short answer to your question is it really was that kind of traditional story you hear a lot of people who've come to the spiritual path share. And that is that I did have those very dark experiences. Addiction has plagued my life for many, many years. And I've been in and out of recovery I was in and out of recovery for the better part of, I would say, 10 years. So it was really the just utter brokenness and hopelessness and despair that ended up ultimately cracking that armor, you know, the very strong armor I'd been placing over my heart, and allowed me to kind of put up that white flag and start surrendering my self-will to something greater and cultivating a relationship of, you know, of my understanding of, we will say God, I guess, you know, for lack of a better word, but you could call it isness or beingness or whatever you'd like. And to start really as I said, cultivating that and working with that guidance and wisdom, along with, you know, the wonderful spiritual teachers of today and the past. And I'm trying to sum this up because I know we only have a few minutes and we can go deeper into this later if you like. But, I mean, in a nutshell, in a very, very brief nutshell, that's kind of the long short of it. And I know you've read my book, so there's a lot more to it, but that's the brief overview.
Yeah, thanks. You know what? I think we will start right after the break, and sure. I'm going to read a quote to our listeners about. I love how you really introduced what is indie spiritualism by what you found out there that wasn't working for you, and you have a really powerful quote here. So I'm going to share that with our listeners right after the break as we come in. But first, let's give our listeners right before break how to get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah. My website, which is just www.theindiespiritualist.com. And the spelling is theindiespiritualist.com. I think that was right.
I think so.
Yeah, you could just Google The Indie Spiritualist and you'll find it.
Yeah, there's a lot of really goody stuff there for you all. So go to theindiespiritualist.com. And when we come back, you're going to hear how did he land on this indie spiritualist idea. So we'll be right back.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give Love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Julie Kroll. My guest today is Chris Grosso, the author of Indie Spiritualist. Chris, right before the break, I was talking about one of your quotes from the book that I really appreciated that kind of speaks to a setting of a really important need in our world. So I just want to read this paragraph here, and we can pick it up. There's three paragraphs really, but I'm just going to start with this first one. Spirituality is often of little interest to those of us who are independent thinkers and don't necessarily feel like we fit in mainstream cultural norms in terms of interests, passion, values, or attitudes. Whether we're a teenager, a 20 or 30 something, or older, into punk rock, hip hop, or alternative music, covered in tattoos and piercings, a skateboarder, gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, a nerd, or even wearing a suit and tie, something inside of us has felt other than. And you go on, and I can read the other quote in a second, you go on to talk about how you fell into this, but I just want to really pause here and give you kudos for even just speaking that truth, because you know, so many times, and I've heard I work with religious leaders a lot. I work in an interfaith environment a lot. And really, the indie crowd is sometimes misunderstood. I have to say that, you know, when they see people with tattoos and piercings all over and they go, oh my gosh. And then usually what people will jump to is what they know, which is what you talk in the book too, is there's this little element of judgment that comes out of you need religion or you need this. And boy, if they'd only fit in here. But really what you're expressing is maybe there's something else out there for us. And that's really what you've landed. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it. And that was a real part of the passion of writing this book, and the inspiration behind it is because, you know, I just kept meeting so many people that they didn't really have an interest in spirituality, though there were some that did, and they were starting to find it through teachers like Noah Levine and Brad Warner, some great authors. But they focus on Buddhism. So, you know, Buddhism doesn't resonate for everyone. And I love Buddhism. I'm not Buddhist per se, and I write about that, but other spiritual paths as well. So, you know, there is a lot of dogma that's just entrenched in religion, not all religion, but you know, a lot of it. And a lot of people growing up have had certain things forced on them, and that just left them with a bad taste in their mouth about any of it. So again, that's just what inspired me to start sharing a bit of my experience with it, because I certainly had to sift through a lot of that BS that comes along with judgmental people, and not just religious judgmental people, but there's spiritually grumpy or judgmental people as well, if you know you don't look or fit what they believe is spiritual. And that's happened to a lot of people. But, you know, these numbers of young people and their interest in spirituality is certainly growing. And it seems like there are more and more teachers coming out there and kind of starting to speak their truth or share spirituality in a way that makes it accessible for younger people. I noticed that you have Adam Bucko coming on, I believe, in a few weeks. Yeah. Or next month. And he's a dear friend, and we've done a bunch of teaching together. And he's just another example. You know, he kind of falls a little bit more in the Christianity camp, though I don't think he's necessarily Christian. You know, he talks a lot about Sufism and other great mystical paths. But, you know, he's just another example of some of these younger teachers that are coming up, and we're doing our part to make spirituality accessible, because it's such an important thing in life, particularly for those that are hurting and need something more and aren't finding it in the kind of fleeting material world. Not that there's anything wrong with the material world or sense pleasures, but obviously those things, none of them are permanent. So they're not going to give you a lasting sense of peace or fulfillment, something I learned very difficultly through many years of addiction. That was my thing. But yeah.
Yeah. And we'll talk about your addiction in a little bit, but I just want to follow up with that of where you talked about that, you know, this dogma of old religion you might not resonate with, but also this, and I'm going to laugh because a lot of my friends are in this category. So I'm just going to say it, but I love how you said this is that you guys, you're really not resonating with the love and light fluffiness of New Age spirituality as well. And that's huge right now.
Yeah, that's the other side of the coin. And you know, when I wrote Indie Spiritualist, I was actually only a year out of rehab, so I was still, you know, really angsty and, you know, still like finding my way through some things. And so I go back and actually read some of it, and I'm like, ooh, I wrote that. But, you know, particularly, I know I was very tough on that side of spirituality. And you know, it still rings true for me. It's just difficult. For me, I'll use myself as an example. Spirituality, you know, along with, let's say, the 12 steps and some other things, but that's what saved my life, you know, and it's been a very real and passionate and deep thing for me in my life. And when I see people capitalizing on that in a way where marketing and money is more important than the actual message, that's really disheartening to me. And I think some of it's obvious just from the way certain books are written and the way certain teachers present their material. But, you know, having spoken at a lot of these larger festivals and being backstage and in the presenters' areas and overhearing some of the conversations I've heard, it leaves me feeling really gross. And I think it's dangerous for some people, you know, that a lot of people come into the spiritual path and they're vulnerable and they're raw and they're coming in from a bad place. And that's not just speaking addiction-wise. That's just, you know, any of the myriad things in life that can bring a person to a place of hardship. So, you know, they come to the spiritual path and they might find the kind of, you know, fluffy version of it, and I guess, hey, whatever gets your foot in the door, that's cool. But a lot of people kind of stay stuck there, and I feel like a lot of that material doesn't really take people deeper into themselves. And it's very easy. I heard a Buddhist monk actually talking about it last year, or maybe a couple years ago, and he called it fast food for the mind, and that really resonated with me. So I'm careful these days of how I talk about it because I don't want to sound like a judgmental jerk. but you know, I write very honestly and candidly in my book. So yeah, I do take issue with some of that. Yeah, so there's a lot of people that they can't. It's very sugary and sweet and pretty, and that is the other side of the dogmatic religion, and that doesn't resonate with people as well. So I'm just trying to find some middle ground and present that to people.
Yeah. So what is indie spiritualism? You talk about it in your book, but let's try to define it for our listeners here, because I think your point of view is really important in today's world. And so let's define that. What is indie spiritualism?
Well, you know, the most important thing to me about the aspect of indie spiritualism is that I encourage people to go inside and truly, you know, get in touch with their discerning heart and allow that to guide them to what spirituality is for them. And I believe that that's going to include both traditional aspects of spirituality and non-traditional. But to me, once you start, you know, practicing and really going deep into your practice and on the path, you start to recognize that there is no difference between what is and is not spirituality. Meditation doesn't just happen on your cushion, you know, when you're formally sitting. You get up and you bring that with you throughout your day. So to me, that's the goal of spirituality. And I believe that indie spiritualism, the aspect that takes, helps us to cultivate that. You know, as I mentioned, having that experience at the Motorhead concert, or I also write in the book in Indie Spiritualist about having a very real experience of samadhi at a Van Halen concert of all places, you know, and that's just because I keep myself open, you know, at all times. And I believe that spirituality is just it's everything at all times. It's all enmeshed. It's all, you know, and if everything really is interbeing, then how could it not all have a spiritual undertone to it? I see everything as ornaments of spirit, I guess you could say. Ken Wilber kind of coined that phrase. As far as I know, he did. But, you know, seeing everything as a manifestation of spirit, whether it's a skateboard or a plant, you know, it doesn't matter. It's all a manifestation. So in a nutshell, that's it. You know, just bringing whatever your truth is to the path, honoring that. And in that, though, staying open with the understanding that things are going to change, you know, being open and fluid in your path. So, you know, not being very hard stanced and taking the teachings for what they are, but staying open to other teachings and open to the fact that there's always room to grow.
Well, thank you for that. That's sure. Really a beautiful synopsis of that. And I think that opening and that it really, it's a path with heart that you're following now. And literally, you know, you've had the experience of your heart breaking wide open to get there. But after the break, it'll be interesting. I want to ask you how you work with young people and people with addictions or in recovery, because I think this is an important piece that we can all mentor others, even those who are unlike ourselves, which is really important. So, I'm going to close this segment right before break here with a quote, and we can pick it up right after the break because I think it leads into it. You said, how humanity lost its connection to the root of our true essence, which is love, may never be known. However, it's our inherent right to take it back. I love that. Thank you for that. I want to remind you listeners, we're talking to Chris Grasso, and you can find him at theindiespiritualist.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, how can you help others along this path with heart? We'll be right back.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, Thyne.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're back, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, here with Chris Grasso and the Indie Spiritualist book, the author of that. Thanks, Chris, for being here. And right before the break, we were talking about a quote. And then on break, we were talking about all of our different personalities and interests and how different we are. And we all don't resonate with the same things. And I love that. And that's kind of like how I feel your presence when you talk about working with people. So I'm going to read that quote again. How humanity lost its connection to the root of our true essence, which is love, may never be known. However, it's our inherent right to take that love back. What did you mean by that quote?
Well, you know, the funny thing about it, love is tricky to talk about because a lot of people hear that word and they automatically think of the lovey-dovey, rom-com, Valentine's Day sort of love. What I meant by that is, at least from my experience and what I've read of the experience of many, many other sages and yogis and so forth before me, is that when you get to this place in meditation or mantra, whatever your practice is, it brings you there, you come to a place of non-duality where everything falls away and you're just left with this essence, this beingness. And the core of that is this feeling of love, a very heartwarming essence of just sincere love. I mean, love is the closest word I can think of using to describe it, but it's even deeper than that. It's just a beautiful fullness. And so that's kind of what I meant by that quote. That's our inherent state. You know, when we sit in meditation and the mind quiets and everything falls away, all of our worries and concerns and hopes and fears and aspirations, you know, we are left with just this utter beauty, this isness. And so I guess, you know, how did humanity lose its way? Well, the ego is a pretty easy culprit, you know, to point at, though I recognize its importance, and we all have an ego and need that. But, you know, when we're ego dominated and just completely identified with our ego nature, look at just take a look around, you know, and we see what happens from that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that. So when we go to that isness, and I love some of the language you bring in, Thich Nhat Hanh, with the interbeing, and I can tell that, you know, your exploration has really led you to a lot of beautiful places. How do you assist others to find this path with heart? And, you know, when you're working with people in recovery, and you do it in your book so well, but, you know, speaking at a recovery center or a 12-step meeting or, you know, a conference, how if you see someone in pain, what can we do? How do you do it, and how can we do the same thing?
Yeah, well, the first thing is that the person in pain, they really need to want to change or to work through what they're going through. I mean, I'm sure they want to, but they have to be ready to. That's especially in the case of someone in addiction. But just in general, you know, someone has to really have enough of enough to want to begin to make that change. And when they're ready to, that's where the best thing I can suggest to anyone, and I do, is find a practice, but find one that works for you. You know, don't just copy someone else. We, all our paths are individual paths, and what's going to, as you said, coming back from break, what resonates for one person might not for another, and that's A-okay. So, you know, I think meditation is a very universal and friendly practice. There's just so many different forms of it that I believe there is a kind of meditation for anyone. And I strongly encourage that to anybody looking to work with and through their pain and suffering. But outside of that, you know, whether it's mantra or prayer or yoga, skateboarding, I mean, there's so many wonderful things that can really become a cathartic outlet to begin working through that pain. And I just try to offer that to them, whether I'm speaking, you know, at a facility or in a rehab or at a conference, just coming from a place of being as vulnerable and open as I can about my experience, the truth of it. And, you know, because what else do I have to offer? I'm the kind of person where I don't want to just rehash teaching after teaching, you know, that there's very significant importance in teachings, but I feel like the easiest way for me to connect with others is just coming from my heart and being as authentic as I can, and also letting people know I'm far from perfect. You know, I still mess up, and I'm very real about that too. So it's about practice, definitely not perfection, and just being gentle and cultivating compassion and patience for ourselves in the process. That's huge.
Mm. I like that. You know, the readiness of the person is really important too, because that makes it tough, because some people, you know, are there with loved ones that, you know, they're so ready to get them whatever help they need. And like, you know, we fall down many, many times before. I don't know how many times you said you were in rehab, but it was multiple in and out of rehab in 10 years' time. So that's a tough piece. And then what about this judgment piece. And what about this? So we talked about tattoos and piercing. I'll give you a real live story, a real true story. I mean, I'm not going to name the person, but there's two people that I love and adore in my life. And one person has tattoos everywhere visible. And this person was in a family event. I don't want to speak more about that. Mm. And one person made a judgmental comment about all the tattoos, like, you know, dissing it, like, oh, you know, tattoos, I can't believe that, da-da-da-da-da. And this person was a professed strong Christian. And my daughter turned to her and she said, oh, you haven't seen the Last Supper that's tattooed on his chest? and the look on that person's face is just like, what, you know? But you know, it's sad. How do we shift this culture? I don't know, you know, I know we can't go up and confront people on their beliefs and their ideas, but you give a lot of flavor of just really accepting everyone with where they're at. And how can we do this culturally to start shifting into this place of non-judgment?
Yeah, you know, that's something else I'm writing. I write a bit more about in my second book because, you know, a quick story for me was when Indie Spiritualist came out, I had a lot of great support from some really incredible teachers. And two examples are Ram Dass and Tara Brach. And they were not only kind enough to write endorsements, but they were also helping to promote it, and they posted about it on their Facebook pages. And the posts had pictures of me, you know, and my tattoos are very visible. And, well, yes, the majority of the feedback was really nice. There, of course, was, you know, some people who had no issue saying, you know, like something to the effect of, well, I would never listen to someone with tattoos, let alone that many tattoos, because how could they have the first idea about anything spiritual, you know, something to that effect. Mm-hmm. And that's sad, you know, why does it matter to other people what others' lifestyle choices are, as long as they're not harming anyone else? You know, I know a lot of that is rooted in fear, their own fear, fear of the unknown and things of that nature. But for me, what I've learned to do with it over the years, because it was certainly something that would really stick in my craw, was that it's just a perfect opportunity to practice compassion and practice patience. And I'm not saying allow other people to walk all over you, but, you know, instead of getting uppity and, you know, and getting into a verbal thing, which who knows where that could lead, you know, I catch people staring at me or giving disapproving looks still to this day. And sometimes someone will say something, but I have a decision to make. You know, am I either going to get into it with this person, or am I just going to allow that to be a teaching experience, to go inside myself and practice maybe a loving kindness meditation or a bit of Tonglen, you know, a bit of sending and receiving, or just, you know, really be something as simple as being grateful that today I am mindful enough where I don't have to buy into that. I don't have to let that kind of negative energy dictate my own inner well-being. What's the point? You know, that person's judgment or ignorance, why am I going to let that really faze me? So, you know, that I believe that you're not – it's hard to change people like that. So my answer to your question would be it's more an opportunity in my experience, at least, to go inside myself and continue doing the inner work here and trying to live by example rather than trying to – you know, change someone else per se.
That's nice. Thank you, Chris. So we just, again, we just have a couple minutes before break. I'm curious how you developed this sense of really a strong self-esteem, this a good sense of your own identity and mastery of ego only in a tool of your individuality and not running your life. How did you get there?
You know, it's funny to me as you say that, because I still have moments where I definitely, my self-esteem and self-worth is tough to work with. I have, you know, some very deeply rooted wreckage of my past from living the way I did for so many years in addiction. But I also look at those years and the just complete brokenness that it resulted in. And I honor the fact that that really is what, as I said earlier, just shattered so much of that armor that I had been putting up over my heart, and it allowed me to begin touching in a really raw and vulnerable way these very broken and dark and just not good places within myself. So really it was kind of, I guess you could say, trial by fire and just being beaten mm-hmm. down and beaten down. And, you know, God bless those that don't have to go through that. You know, there is softer, easier ways. But it just seems like a lot of us have to go through these dark nights of the soul and really painful, heavy experiences. So that's what it was. And that allowed me to start, as I said earlier, start getting out of my own way, connecting with a deeper essence, and truly in a humble way, looking to that deeper wisdom for guidance in every day. And how can that guide me to be of service to others? So, and that's where my passion is.
Well, that is one beautiful lesson from your really hard knocks of addiction. And I want to pose that after the break of really, what are some of the most important lessons you've learned coming through addiction to where you're at today? So stay with us, people. We're going to talk more with Chris Grasso right after the break.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We're back and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And here today I have with me Chris Grasso from the book Indie Spiritualist. And please visit his website at theindiespiritualist.com. Watch for his new book coming out October 1st by Sounds True. And I want to remind you to visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com. You can find all the upcoming guests there. Like Chris mentioned, his friend's going to be on in next month in April sometime. We also will have this archive right here. If you want to listen to Chris's show or refer it to a friend, you can go to The Dr. Julie Show and you'll find it there. And stay connected all week on our Facebook page where we continue the conversation. So, Chris, right before the break. Oh, this has been a joy having you here today. Thank you so much. And
well, thank you.
Yeah.
Feeling right is very mutual.
Oh, thank you. Before the break, we were talking about literally this – you know what? I just want to talk about so many different things right here, and I don't want to let go. But I really would love to hear some of those lessons, some of the most important lessons you really want our listeners to hear about your journey from addiction through to this beautiful place that you're at now as an indie spiritualist. So what are some of the most important lessons you've learned?
Yeah, boy, that's another great question. The first thing that comes to mind when you ask that is patience and compassion. Those are two very, very big things for me. When I started exploring meditation and spirituality and other practices, I had so much of this wreckage of my past that would come up and just a lot of unpleasant things. And so I had this very naive image of spirituality as it being this really blissed out love and light thing. And so I was feeling like I was failing at being spiritual, and I was, very hard on myself. I couldn't sit and cultivate any mindfulness, and I would feel mentally, emotionally, and even physically sometimes just very a great sense of dis-ease as I would meditate, because all these things would be coming up. But that's where I, the deeper I went into practice and the more I read and listened to teachers, that's all part of it, a very important part of it. So learning to cultivate patience on the path and compassion for myself as I go through these things are probably two of the greatest lessons to this point that I have learned. I'm sure there's many more, but those are the two very, very big ones. And it seems like that's what comes up for a lot of people, a lot of the newer people to meditation and spirituality when I'm talking with them. It's finding that patience and compassion for themselves, and then things like self-love and self-acceptance start coming up after that. But yeah, those are two of the big ones for me.
Well, I like that, the self-compassion piece, and just talking about the wreckage from your past, and obviously if you went through a 12-step program, part of that is really clearing that out and making amends with those people that you've hurt along the way. And so, but those two pieces, patience and compassion, especially self-compassion, are good for everyone.
They're
so powerful. Yep.
That's exactly it. A lot of people will – not a lot of people, but I've heard people say things like meditation is kind of selfish and so forth. But I think that's ridiculous, because anything we're doing to better ourselves in turn creates our best self, that we can offer the world. So it's a twofold thing. And I talk a lot about that in my new book as well, being of service and not having your spiritual path being one that's just self-serving, where you're only focused on yourself and where are you at? What are you doing? That's part of it, and that's okay. But like you said, becoming a better person, a better version of yourself, and offering that to the world. That I'm so grateful today that not only am I not waking up hungover going through withdrawals, but I'm able to wake up and show up to life and to help other people. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm not only alive today, but I can do that. And what an honor and a blessing that is. So yeah, that's huge.
It's funny to just even think of the magnitude of this message, Chris, with the addictions, but even just simple things. I know, I am a gluten-free, sugar-free person, and someone said, oh, I think I have to give up gluten because they think I'm intolerant of gluten, and I can't do it. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Ooh. And, the pain and the suffering and adapting. And what I hear from you through the book and exploring your website and what have you is you have just as much fun, if not more.
Oh, yeah.
Being alcohol and drug free, being sober. How long have you been sober now?
Coming up on 4 years. So
congratulations. So tell us, a sober life, How do we have fun? How do we enjoy life? Not just the bliss of meditation,
right,
but you live life full out.
Yeah. First of all, the funny thing is I get higher. This is not why I do it, but you know, the some of the states I experience in meditation, it's just a nice byproduct. But I've experienced significantly higher states there than in any of the numerous drugs and alcohol that I've consumed in my life. So that's, again, a nice byproduct. It's not why we should do it. But just, you know, when you cultivate these practices, it makes your appreciation of everyday life that much greater, you know, that what we could call the simple things. But where I live here in Ottawa, I'm in a high-rise building and I'm overlooking a river, the Ottawa River. And without fail, on a sunny day, almost every evening, there is a gorgeous sunset. And my wife and I will take time usually to look out and appreciate that, you know, and that's amazing to me. Or the fact that I can go to a concert, and remember it the next day. That's awesome. Like, you know, so and I want to be clear too that I'm not pushing sobriety. Like, I have friends that can recreationally use drugs and alcohol, and you know, if they're not harming themselves or others, right on. That, you know, so I'm not saying that they're bad, and I don't want to be preachy like that. But for someone like me, I can't use them at all. And luckily, life is enjoyable. You know, I have an incredible 7-year-old stepdaughter, and I can go like skateboard with her while she's riding her scooter. And that's amazing, you know, or playing with her dolls. Like, I actually enjoy that. Like, she'll say, yeah, let's play with My Little Ponies and hey, whatever. And then she'll laugh and call me a brony and whatever. But so, yeah, I don't know. I just find like literally these practices make all of life like enjoyable. And I'm sorry, not all of life, because I still have bad days, bad moments, and you know, sometimes a bad week. So that still happens. But luckily, having these various practices, it makes it totally, you know, navigatable, if that's a word. But, you know, it helps me to get through it with much greater ease. And I'm just filled with so much gratitude today that it makes it easy to appreciate life, the simpler things in life,
yeah,
and have fun with it.
Oh, well, see, there's a couple more lessons, the gratitude, the fun, the patience,
yeah,
the compassion, and you are all about present moment awareness and just, yeah, mindfulness, being right here, right now.
Yeah, yeah. When you're in that state, what's not to appreciate? You know, it's it's absolutely perfect.
Beautiful. Well, I so appreciate having you with us here today, Chris. It was really a delight, and I want to encourage everyone, go to the website, theindiespiritualist.com. Watch for Chris's new book coming out in October. Explore the website. There's a lot of fun stuff there, and go out, and the link for his book is on our Facebook page and our website. Check out Indie Spiritualist. Chris, any last word for our listeners?
No, you know, honestly, I think we covered a lot of really wonderful ground, and I just want to say thank you to you, Julie. It's been a real pleasure to share this time and space with you. I'm definitely grateful.
Thank you. And yeah, likewise, this has been a fun show, and hopefully giving a lot of people some things to think about to really open them up into that heart space that we talked about. So thank you again so much, Chris. I look forward to having you on when the next book comes out so we can talk about it. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We will be right back here next week, same time, same place. See you then.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Pure
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, "Over here." Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So, ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.